We begin the current daf Maseches Bava Metzia, daf Lamed Beis. We begin 12 lines down from the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues to the next Mishnah. This Mishnah continues on the theme of the same idea as the previous Mishnah, which was telling us, Ezehi Aveda, what is considered a lost object? And that is, how do we know if something is considered lost or not? I don't know, I see it laying over here, does it mean it's lost or not? So our Mishnah continues on those halachas. So the Mishnah begins, Matzah Berefes, if someone finds a cow or donkey in a barn, so the halacha is, Ein chayibah, you're not responsible to go ahead and take it and return it to its owner. And the Gemara is going to explain what is the chiddush of this. If it's in the barn, it's exactly where the owner puts it. That's where the animal stays. But that's the halacha of the Mishnah. However, b'shus harabim, if you find the animal in the public domain, in the public area, then chayibah, then you're responsible for the animal to go ahead and return it to its owner. The imhaisa b'veis hakfaris. Now the Mishnah continues with a different halacha. And that is if, let's say, the person who finds it is a kayin, and it's in a cemetery, and the halacha is that a kohen is not allowed to be metame himself, making himself richly impure, by going into a beis hakvaras, into a cemetery. So the halacha is lo yitamila. Although there's a mitzvah say and a mitzvah lo yisase, a positive commandment to return it, and even a negative prohibition to not turn a blind eye and to go ahead and hide from returning the item. However, the halacha tells us that since he's not allowed to be metame himself, as the Gemara will discuss, based on a mitzvah say and a mitzvah lo yisase of the prohibition of a kohen being metame himself, he doesn't have to go ahead and return it. Now, the Mishnah says even more. Im amar lo aviv, if his father tells him, Hitame, I want you to be mitame yourself. Somebody lost his object. It's in the beis hakfaras. I know it's in the cemetery, but you have to go return it. Oisha amar lo, or if father tells him, someone that's not a kohen, al tachzer, don't return it. Let's say even it's a kohen, but it's in a place where he could go and return it. And that halacha is in both cases, lo yishmalek. You don't listen to him, although the mitzvah to listen to your father, but not in this case when he's telling you to do an avera of either being mitame or to not return the lost object. Now the Mishnah continues with these halachas, as we had discussed in the previous staff, that these are all mitzvahs of saving Jewish money. So related to the mitzvah, Shabbos Aveda, is other two mitzvahs of pre-kantina, which is when a person's animal is either weighed down by a load, which is the mitzvah of pre-kup unloading it, or the mitzvah of te'ina when it's unloaded and you have to get it on to help him get it on. That's the mitzvah of te'ina to load it up. So the Mishnah tells us, parak v'ton, if let's say somebody helped unload or load up, parak v'ton, he helped unload and load up. That means to say he did it once, he did it twice. Afila arba v'chamisha pam. Even if he's doing it four and five times, chayv, he's still responsible to continue to do the mitzvah, even though I helped him already. And again he needs help, and again. Shanim, like it says in Pasuk and Shemais, azev tazev, help him, you should surely help him, as we had learned in the previous daf, that the word azev itself tells you even 100 times. The word tazev will teach us a different halacha, why he repeats it, but the word azev, every time it's on the floor, and there's a mitzvah to help him load it up, or when it's on top of the animal, which is the mitzvah, azev tav, you have to help him take it down. Now, however, halach v'yashav loy, let's say the owner goes, and he sits himself down. Vamran, he tells to the guy who came to help him, he says, look, since there's a mitzvah for you to go ahead and help me unload my animal, so I'm going to sit here on the side. If you want to go ahead and do the mitzvah, you have to do it to unload, then you go ahead and unload. I'm sitting here on the side. Pata, then he's exempt. He doesn't have to help. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, imai. Because the Pasuk tells us, aziv tazev ima. Yes, you have to help him, but ima with him. If he's sitting on the side and you say, look, you have a mitzvah. You know what? I'm going to sit here on the side and take it easy while you work on my animal. And that the Mishnah tells us then is exempt. However, if the owner was an elderly person or he was ill, then you're obligated to help him even though he's not helping with. And that is because of the halacha of aziv tazev. That's what we learn from the extra word tazev. Even if the owner's not there, that is in the case when he can't help because he's either ill or he's elderly, then the person would be responsible, even though he's the only one doing it. Now the Mishnah brings a machloikis regarding the mitzvahs of prika and te'ina, which the Gemara will explain exactly what are the parameters of this machloikis. So the Mishnah says, mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrik. There's a positive commandment in the Torah to help unload an animal, but not to load up the animal, which the Gemara is going to explain this opinion of the Tanakhama. How do we understand what that means? The Pasuk in the Torah that talks about unloading, and the Pasuk talks about loading. So how could he say that there's no mitzvah to load up the animal? However, Reb Shimon says, af litter. No, there's even a mitzvah to load up the animal. Reb Yisrael Glili says something else. He says, im hoya olav yeser al masoy. Regarding the mitzvah of aziv tazev, to help unload the animal, if the animal that's now getting weighed down by this load, and therefore you have to unload it, if it was too heavy of a load, the person put on way too much than it should have been carrying, ein zakukle, then you're not responsible, you don't have to go ahead, help that animal to be unloaded. Shneur, like it says in the pasuk, tachas ma'asoi. It says you should help him from underneath the load that the animal is carrying, which is ma'asoi shiyoch alamed boy. That's a reference to the load that it could withstand. That's what a load is. Here, if it's too much, that's not included in tachas ma'asoi. In such a case, Rabbi basically says there is no chiv of prika in such a case. Now the Gemara goes to explain, which we had already mentioned and alluded to this in the Mishnah, exactly what do we understand this case of finding an animal in a barn. A barn is where they're kept. What is that? What would I have to tell you that if it's in the barn, you don't have to return it? So Amar Rava, Rava comes to explain that case. He says, Refisha Amru, this that we learned in the Mishnah regarding finding the animal in the barn, is talking about that Eina Masa, that this barn does not cause the animal that's inside to get lost. In other words, to go ahead and run away and escape. It's not those type of conditions. It's not because there's no food. It's just the conditions over there are not causing it to want to run away. However, ve'ena mishameres, it's also not protected necessarily over there because it's not locked. If it wanted to go out, it could go out. So it's somewhere in the middle. And the Rava explains how he knows that that's the case of our Mishnah. Ena masam, it must be talking about that the conditions over there would not cause it to go stray and to go get lost. Because midiktani, from the fact that the halacha in our Mishnah tells us that if you find it in the barn, you're not responsible to go ahead and return it to the owner. But if it was such a type of conditions that you knew it had to escape, let's say the heat would be unbearable and you knew it would have to get out, that means it's a lost object because you know it's going to escape and get lost. So from the fact that the Mishnah says it's not a lost object, you don't have to return it, obviously it's enoy maser, it's not the conditions that it has to leave. However, the enoy shameres, I could also prove, however, that it's not protected. And if it wanted to leave, it would be able to leave. And that's midi'itzrich lemisni in the chayvah. As we had mentioned before, what was the chiddush of the case of the barn? If we're talking about that the conditions don't make it want to leave, so why would we have to tell you that you're not responsible? Why would I think? And that is the isak d'adir mishameres, because if you would entertain that it's actually locked, it's protected, so then hashta mishkach la'avroi. If the case would be, if you would actually find the animal on the outside, the halacha is ma'aylo legavoi, you would actually be able to consider it returning, doing Hashavas Aveda, by bringing it back into the barn. As the Gemara had said on the previous daf, Lamed Alf, Lamed Alf, that we even have a lima to tell you that you could return it, Hashiv Teshivim, the extra Teshivim tells you, Leginasi Luchervasi, just returning it to his garden, just returning it to one of the ruins, the broken down buildings that he has is considered returned, and so too regarding the barn. So if just putting it back in is already fulfilling your chiv of Hashavas Aveda, so Mishkach lo migavoy miboy. So if you already find it there inside the barn and it's protected, would you think that you have to go ahead and return it? Lo shma mino. Obviously, you could hear from the case of the Mishnah that ein mishameres. It must be talking about that it's not protected. If it wanted to go out, it could go out, and that's the chiddush of our Mishnah that it's not considered an aveda. Shma mino. So obviously, that's like what Rava understood in the case of our Mishnah finding it in the barn. Must be talking about that it's not going to cause it to get lost. The conditions are not unbearable, and therefore it's not an aveda. However, I can also prove to you that it's not locked in and protected, because if it was, then what would the chiddush be? You could even return it there in the first place to fulfill your mitzvah. So if you find it there, for sure you're not going to have to go ahead and call it an aveda and return it to him. Must be that it's not locked and it's not protected, which would not be a fulfillment of returning. However, it's not enough of an aveda to have to go ahead and return it. Once it's in the barn, you can leave it in that condition, and that's not considered an aveda. And that was the chiddush of our Mishnah. Now the Gemara continues quoting from that part of the Mishnah that ma'atzah b'refes, if you find the animal in the barn, ein chayv, you're not responsible to go ahead and return it to him. So the Gemara qualifies this with a statement from Rabbi Yitzchak, and the Gemara brings two different versions of Rabbi Yitzchak, which will create a discrepancy, a difference in halacha. On Rabbi Yitzchak said, b'hushay medes teich l'tchum. This that we said, that you find the animal in the barn, you can leave it in the barn, that's only if the barn is within the boundaries of the city. However, that would sound like that if it would be outside the tchum of the city, even in the barn, it would be considered lost already, because even though it's in the barn, but it's far away. Mechlal, however, the Gemara says you can infer from that what you could learn is, there were two cases that the Mishnah was contrasting, which means comparing one and the other. There was the case of when it was in the barn, which we said that then you're pater, but then we said when it's in the public domain in the Rosh Hashanah, then you're chayav. So if you see that from the case of the barn, that we're talking about it's in the tchum, and that, however, even the barn, if it was out of the tchum, you would have to return it. So what could you could infer is that regarding the other case of the Mishnah, the Bishus HaRabim, regarding when it's in the public domain, that v'afilu b'techa tchum, then even if it's within the boundaries of the city, but since it's in the public domain, then namichav, you would still be responsible to return it, even though it's within the city limits. However, it's in the Bishus HaRabim, it's considered aveda. Now, ikedemasni la seifa. However, there are those that learn Reb Yitzchok's qualifying statement on not on the reisha of the case of the barn, to say that the barn is talking about within the tchum, that is when you're putter, but rather it's going on the seifa on Rishus HaRabim, that regarding when are you going to be chayiv. And that is, as the Gemara explains, Rishus HaRabim chayiv, but we said regarding that when it's found in the public domain, then you're responsible. And on that, Reb Yitzchok, and that Reb Yitzchok said, this was that we're talking about when the standing out in the Rishus HaRabim is chutz l'tchum. That when do we say that you're responsible, that it's considered lost in the Rishus HaRabim? That's only if it's out of the tchum. But it's if it would be within the city limits, even in the Rishus HaRabim, it wouldn't be considered lost and you wouldn't have to return it. So Mechlal, you could infer that the other case of the Mishnah, the Reisha, the Berefest, which is talking about by the barn, that afilo med is chutz l'tchum, that even if it's out of the tchum, namei nechayva, that then you're still not going to be responsible to return it to him. That even though it's out of the tchum, but since it's in the barn, you're going to be potter. So those are the two different versions of Rabbi Yitzchok. Did he say his qualifying statement on the Reisha regarding the barn, that you're exempt only in the tchum, but out of the tchum you'd be chayim? Or is he going on the case of the Seifa, Rishus HaRabim, that when were you chayim? Only on the out of the tchum, but in the tchum you'd be potter, and therefore the case of the contrasting case of the refus of the barn, that you are potter, would even be in Rishus HaRabim, that you're going to be potter. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah. It said, Bebeis HaKfaris, if the lost item was in the cemetery, and the only way you could go ahead and return it is going into the cemetery, Lo Yitamala, if it's a Kain that finds it, he should not make himself richly impure. And now then the Mishnah continued to say that even if his father tells him, I tell you, you have to do it, doesn't make a difference, you don't listen to your father to be Eivah and Aver. So Tanabon, the Gemara brings a Braisa that tells us, related to this, Minayin Shim Amalei Avi, from where do we know that if the father tells his son, who is a Kain, he tell me, I want you to go ahead and make yourself tummy and return this lost object to the person. Or he tells Tanan Kain, Al Tachzer, I don't want you to return it, or even to a Kain in the case when it's not in the basic verse. Shaliish Maloi, how do we know that you don't listen to him to go ahead and violate either the Avera of a Kain becoming tummy or not to do Hashabaz Avedam? Shnemelech, it says a passing of a Yikr. It says, Ish, a person, a man, Imei V'av Tiro, should fear his mother and his father. And the pasuk continues, which seemingly unrelated, says, "Am I Shabbosis? You should watch, you should keep. Ani Hashem, I am Hashem." Now, what's the relation between these three ideas? Kibbut of Aim, Shemir Shabbos, and Hashem saying that He's Hashem. How are these three things related? So that the Gemara explains, "Kulchem Chayav Mechvaydi. You are all responsible in honoring me," as Rashi explains. That although I told you, which is the first part of the pasuk, to fear your father, but I am the master over both you and your father. And if your father tells you to be over on one of the things that I say, which he's saying one thing and I'm saying something else, which is, let's say, the second part of the pasuk, which is to keep Shabbos, and he tells you to be mechal Shabbos, then don't listen to him, because ani Hashem, I am Hashem. And therefore, he has to listen to me and you have to listen to me. So now, even though he's telling you something, but he has to listen to me, so therefore, don't be mechal Shabbos. And that's the limit where we learn, not just for Shabbos, but all mitzvahs. If the father tells you something that goes keneged, that goes in the face of what Hashem is saying, you don't listen to the father. But then the Gemara asks, time of the Kasa Rachmana, so you tell me the whole reason why you don't listen to your father in these cases, which is, let's say, the lost item and you're a Kohen, is in the basic forest, is because the Kasa Rachmana Eshab Seisit Yishmayu. It's because the Pasuk says that Hashem says, look, you have to keep my Shabbos, even if your father tells you not to do that. Now, Halav Hachi, if not for that Drasha, have him in that Seisile. So I would think that you would listen to your father. Now, why would you listen to your father in such a case? Is because you would say that the mitzvah say the positive commandment of kibud aveim is deicha the loisa say of leisucha lesalem, and that is regarding when the father says, "I don't want you to do hashavas aveda. You listen to me. I'm telling you to do this right now. I don't care that it's the mitzvah hashavas aveda." So you would think maybe on the famous klal, the famous halacha of asay deicha loisa say, that is a positive commandment overrides a negative prohibition. So here you have the negative prohibition of leisucha lesalem, not to turn a blind eye, that you should go ahead and do it. But you have a positive commandment of honoring your father that overrides that. And that the Gemara asks, Vamai, but why would we entertain that in the first place to require the pasuk of Eshab Shreisit Yishmayu to say you don't listen to him, but Hayasei, so we said the mitzvah to listen to the father is a positive commandment, but Vahai Loisa Seva Asei, the obligation to return the lost item is both a positive commandment and a negative prohibition. And that is because it says in the pasuk, Hashiv teshiv, you should return it. That's a mitzvah saseh. And lo yisucha l'selam, I'll turn a blind eye. And v'lo yosya saseh v'dochi es leisa saseh baseh. Although we know that an aseh, a positive commandment, is doicha lois aseh, but it's not doicha, it doesn't push away when there's a positive and a negative commandment. And therefore, why would we entertain to need the limit of the pasuk? Ani Hashem. I'm Hashem. Don't listen to him that he says to not return the lost item. Why do we need that pasuk to tell you that? We already know that he cannot override a positive and a negative commandment of to have to return it. And the Gemara says, no, Itzach, we needed this limud. I would have actually entertained to be over on the loisa and the aseh because of my father. Now, how so? So, I would have thought to say, since the honor of father and mother is equated, is compared to, is equal on some level to the honor of a Kaddish Baruch Hu with a Gzeira Shava. Because it says, Kabit es by your father, and it says, Kabit es by Hashem. Shenemar Khan, like it says over here, Pasuk in Shemois, Kabit es avicho vesimechom, honor your father and your mother. V'nemal halan, it says over there, Pasuk in Mishlei, Kabit es Hashem mohaynecho, you should honor Hashem from your wealth, from all your resources. So they both say Kabit es. So Hilkech letzaisle, I would think to listen to your father, even if it's a veira of an essay and a lois essay, but just like you have to listen to Hashem, you have to listen to your father. Kamash malon deloy lishmalei. That's what the pasuk is teaching you. Ani Hashem. If he's telling you to over any averes, then his honor is not like my other. Then you don't listen to him, and therefore you're not over any avera when he tells you not to return the lost item. You don't listen to him, and you do the mitzvah of returning the lost object. Now the Gemara continues quoting from our Mishnah, quoting the opinion of the Tanakhama. So he said, mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrik. The first opinion mentioned in the Mishnah was that it said that it's a mitzvah from the Torah to unload the animal, avalei litan, but not to load up the animal. So the Gemara asks, like we had already alluded to this in the Mishnah, my avalei litan, what does the Tanakhama mean that there's no mitzvah min ha-Torah to load up the animal? Ilei ma'avalei litan klal, if you're going to say that he actually means there is no mitzvah from the Torah to load up an animal, well, Maishna Prika, then why is there any difference that he said that unloading the animal is min ha-Torah? The Chsev says in the Pasuk in the Torah, Azav Tazav Imo, you should help unload the animal. But Te'ina Nami Hoksiv, but loading up the animal is also a Pasuk. It says Hakim Takim Imo, to help load up the animal with him. So why would he say it's not min ha-Torah? Ella, rather, what he was saying was like this. Of course, they're both a mitzvah min ha-Torah. But mitzvah min ha-Torah lifrik bechinam. When he said it's a mitzvah in that Torah to unload, he said it to unload freely, without charging. But v'loy litin, when he said not, there's no mitzvah in that Torah to load up, it meant there's no mitzvah to load up, b'chinam, to do it with free, ela b'schar. Rather for that, you get paid. And on that, Reb Shimon, and that is what Reb Shimon had argued, and we had already mentioned this machloikis between them on the previous daf, that af litin b'chinam, that even to load up, when he said even loading up is minat Torah, it wasn't to say that the mitzvah minat Torah, because that both opinions agree to. Rather, he was saying that even the mitzvah of loading up the animal, even that has to be done free and you can't charge with that. So that the Gemara says, based on how we just explained this, Tanina, our Mishnah, supports l'hadi Tanar Ban, this that we learned in the Brisa that says explicitly like this. The Tanakhama's opinion is prika b'chinam, to unload is done freely, te'ina b'schar, but to load up the animal, you can charge. And on that, Reb Shimon Naimer, Reb Shimon says, no, zuva zu b'chinam, both of them have to be done free of charge. Now on that, the Gemara asks, my tamay ad rabbanon, what's the reason of the rabbanon, which is the opinion of Tanakhama, where do they find the reason to differentiate that prika is done freely, because it says in the Torah, but te'ina for some reason, although it doesn't tell us anywhere to charge, that they're learning that mitzvah you could charge for. So the Gemara explains, the Isak de Reb Shimon, because if you would entertain that the halacha would be like Reb Shimon, that not only is unloading done for free, but even loading up is going to be done for free, then the question is as follows. Lichta rechmana te'ina, the Torah should have written just one of them. Which one? The loading up. V'loi b'yi prika, and I would not have had to mention in the Torah the mitzvah to unload. V'ana amina, and I would have said as follows. Umatina, if to load up the animal, which there is a mitzvah in the Torah to do. Diles b'tzar balacham, there's not even pain to the animal when it's down on the floor. Veleke chasar and kiss, and there's no loss of money when the load is on the floor, because the animal's not hurting when it's on the floor. And yet still chayiv, and not only that you're chayiv, but you're chayiv even to do it for free. So then parika, regarding unloading the animal, de'is b'tzar balacham, where there's more reason to do this mitzvah, because there's pain to the animal when it's weighing under the load. And v'chasar and kiss, there's a loss of money because the animal's getting ruined as long as it's carrying this burdensome load. Like Kolshkin, wouldn't I know most definitely that then you would have to do that mitzvah and freely? Elamai Hilchas Akasa Rechmanis, the Rabbanan conclude. So why does the Torah mention specifically the mitzvah of unloading the animal? Laimelcha, to tell you this difference, Prika Bechinam, to unload the animal is done for free. Because why else did the Torah mention it? Obviously to say a more of a chiddush, to say that that's different than loading, because Te'in the Beschar, loading up is done with pay. But then why does the Torah, and that's why the Torah had to mention Prika, because if I would have learned it out from a Kal Vachomer from Te'ina, I would have known only like Dayad Lovim and Adin Li'is Kenidin. You can't learn more than what you're learning from, which I would know for sure you do Prika, but also as pay. That's what the Torah has to say, another pasuk of unloading, to say that, yes, Te'ina, I would know Prika, but I would only think it would be like regarding Te'ina, which is you get paid for. Therefore, we have to say another pasuk for Prika to say that that you have to do even for free. Now, however, Reb Shimon, my time, so what's the reason of Reb Shimon? What does he do with this question of, if they're both the same, that they're both done for free, so then why would you have to write Prika? The Chacham Lochari have a good reason why we say both, is to say this point that Prika is different, that it's for free, and Te'in is going to be for pay. But according to Reb Shimon, he says they're both for free. Why would you say Prika? You could learn that from a Kal Vachomer, from Te'in, from loading up. And that the Gemara says, Mishum Deloy Mesai Mekroy. Because it wouldn't be clear from the words of the pasuk which one would tell you that that's the mitzvah of loading up. In other words, if it would have said only one pasuk and to say it by Te'ina, I would not have known from the words of the pasuk if it means Te'ina or Prika, and therefore I would have said the lesser chiddush, which is the mitzvah talking about unloading because there's a loss of money and there's pain to the animal. I would not have known to say that that one pasuk is talking about Te'ina. That's why I have to say both pasukim to say that not only Prika but even Te'ina. But you're right, if I would be able to tell you definitively the mitzvah of loading up, I would not have to tell you another mitzvah of unloading because they're the same for free, and definitely Prika could learn, be learned out of Kal Vachomer from Te'ina. However, Rabbanan, they respond to you, Amai Loi Mesai Mekroi, what type of a taina is this from Rabbi Shimon? What does he mean that you wouldn't know from the Pesukim if we would only say one pasuk of Te'ina that it would be talking about Te'ina? What do you mean? Hachiksiv, here it says over here in this pasuk, Revitz Tachas Masai, one pasuk says when it's laying under its load, which sounds like pretty clearly that you have to unload the animal. And Hasim Ksiv, there by the mitzvah of loading up the animal, it says Neiflim Baderech, that they fell on the road. Now what's the plural they fell? There's the animal falling. What else fell? The Ramu Inhu Vitunayu Ba'urcha Mashm. It sounds like that not only that he fell, but the load also fell. And that is the load is on the ground, and therefore you have to help load it up. So what does that mean? That's why the Rabban don't like Reb Shimon's response to their opinion. That what, if it would have said only one, I would not have known that it's talking about Te'ina. I would have thought it's Prika, because it's not clear. What do you mean? You read the Pesukim, it says clearly that one is talking about Prika, and one's talking about Te'ina. So just say the Te'ina one, according to Reb Shimon's opinion, and you would know Prika. But on that Reb Shimon would tell you that no. Neiflim Baderech, when it says in the Pasuk that they fell on the road, yes, it's saying that they both fell, the animal and the load, but I still would not say that that's talking about Te'ina. I could still say that's talking about Perika. How so? Because Inu Vitumnayu Ilovayu Mashma, I would say that the Pasuk means that he fell and the load fell on top of it, which would still be the mitzvah of Perika, of unloading it from the animal. Yes, they both collapsed, but not that the animal collapsed on the ground and then the load collapsed near it on the ground. But it collapsed on the animal on the ground, which would still require us to unload it. And therefore, since I could still say that pasuk, so Prika, I would not know that it's a reference to Te'ina. That's why we have to say both Pesukim, but not because there's a difference between one being Bechinim and Beschar, according to Reb Shimon, but because, again, they're both Bechinim, but I would not have known from one pasuk that it's a reference to Te'ina. And that's why we have to say two, to say one's Prika and one's Te'ina. Now, Amar Rava, based on this, Rava says, we continue on to Amid Beis, Midivri Shneim, from the words of both opinions that we mentioned, the Tanakhama and Reb Shimon, from both of their words, that they say that unloading is definitely more obvious of a halacha than Te'ina, Nilmad, we learn the following halacha. That Tsar Balechayim Deraisa, that the pain that an animal is going through, that we have to alleviate and take away that pain, that is a biblical halacha, it's a mitzvah in HaTorah. And as the Gemara explains, Va'afilu Reb Shimon, now even Reb Shimon, Loi Ka'amar, he didn't say that just writing Te'ina would not be enough and you would have to write Prika, and that is you would not know it from a Kal Vachomer, whereas according to the Rabbanan, we said that the reason why they have to write it is because, of course, you would know it from a Kal Vachomer. It's just because we wanted to tell you that it's even more than Te'ina, and that is it's even done with for free. So on that, Rava says that even though Reb Shimon makes it sound like that you would not know Prika from Te'ina, it's not true. It's El Mishum Deloy Mesam Mekroy. As it explained, it's just because you would not know from the Pasuk which one's Tom Atina, which one's Tom Paprika. So even though you have a Pasuk already, you would have to say a second Pasuk. Of Mesam Mekroy, but it sounds like that even according to Reb Shimon, if it was clear in the Pasuk, which one, if you would be able to say one pasuk and it would be talking about Te'ina, the Darshe Kavachayma, that we would say a Kavachayma to learn out Te'ina to Prika, that we wouldn't need to say a pasuk of Prika, and we would know that if you're Chayiv in Te'ina, most definitely Chayiv in Prika. Now, Mishamai, why? Why is it that Prika is so much more stringent and so much more obvious to have to do that mitzvah than the mitzvah of Te'ina, and that if you said Te'ina, we would definitely know Prika? Lav mishum tzar balechayim darshinan. So Rava says, isn't it obvious? Because of the obligation of tzar balechayim, that's by prika, not by tina. Therefore, I would know if I would say, as Rashi explains, that if tina, where there's no tzar balechayim, still you have to go ahead and involve yourself in loading up the animal. If so, prika, unloading the animal, which also has an additional element of tzar balechayim, isn't it obvious that you would have to go ahead and do this? And this is a kal v'chomer min ha-Torah. In other words, we would be saying, according to both these opinions, that you wouldn't have to mention it in the Torah because you would know, based on the Torah halacha, that if you chayev in Te'ina, you're for sure chayev in Perika. So that tells us that this halacha of why it's more stringent is going to be because Tzar Bala Chaim is a halacha min ha-Torah. Another Gemara says, no. Dilma mishum d'ikka chisar and kiss. There could be a different stringency. There's a different reason why we would know for sure Prika if we know Te'ina. Not because of Tzar Bala Chaim, but because of the loss of money. And this is what we were saying. If, regarding loading up the animal, where there's no loss of money, because the animal is not getting ruined when it's on the side of the road, and yet still you're responsible to go ahead and help that out. So Perika, regarding unloading the animal, where there is a loss of money because the longer it weighs under this load, it's going to ruin the animal. Like Kolshkin, isn't it obvious? So again, not like Rava had proven that it's because of Tzar Bala Chaim Daraisa, but rather it could be because of the element of Chesar and Kis. By that, the Gemara asks and said, no, that can't be. It is a riot to Rava that it's because of Tzar Bala Chaim Daraisa, because Te'ina Imba Chesar and Kis, is it really true that the case of loading up an animal doesn't have any loss of money? But how can you say that? Milo Yaskinan, aren't we talking about? In other words, isn't the pasuk when it requires you to do the mitzvah, isn't it even talking about when the person is on his way to do a business deal? That the hachi v'hachi batal mishuke. That if you don't go ahead and do te'inu with him and help him load up the animal, he's not going to be able to make it to his business deal in the marketplace, and he's going to lose money. And therefore, it's not true. You wouldn't know a kal v'chaima from te'ina to prika if you didn't have tzar bala chaim d'raisa, because if you're saying that prika has a loss of money, well, then the mitzvah that the Torah is telling you to do by te'ina is also a loss of money. Inami, because another way I could find the loss of money, besides that he won't make it to the marketplace in time, if you don't help him load up his merchandise onto his animal, is because asigamvi, thieves are going to come, vishakli kol madei kabadei, they're going to take away everything that he has by him. If he doesn't get up and bring his stuff on the animal and get away, they're going to see this guy is sitting around them, and they're going to take his stuff away. And therefore, it is clear, like Rava, from this opinions of both Reb Shimon and the Tanakama, that Tzar Bala Chaim is their rice, and that's why they say that if it was clear, and they would be both the same, prika and te'ina, and that is, there was no difference, that one would be for free and one would be charged, and that you would know clearly from the Pesukim, both of them would agree that if you said Te'ina, you would definitely know Prika must be because of Tzar Bala Chaim Daraisa. So now the Gemara continues even more and says, Teda, you should know that the Rabbanan and those, and Reb Shimon themselves, so the Rabbanan that argued Reb Shimon, and Reb Shimon, I'll tell you the Tzar Bala Chaim Daraisa definitely, like Rav is saying, and I'll prove to you even more from our Mishnah, that they hold that Tzar Bala Chaim is a Daraisa. The Ktani Sefer, because look at the end of our Mishnah. It says, Rabbi Yisrael Liliyam, Rabbi Yisrael Liliyam says, Im hoyo lov yeser al maser. It said that if his load was way too much, it should never have been loaded up that much. And that he said, Ein zakakloi. So then you're not responsible to help him out. Shenem, like it says in the Pasuk in Shemais, Tachas masoi. When the animal is under its load, you have to help unload it. Now that's maser sheyochel lamed by. That means a load that it could withstand. That's what a masoi is. So that's the halacha that Rabbi Yisrael Liliyam says. Now, lav mechlal, so then you could learn out the Tanakama, that it means the first opinions in our Mishnah that argue Rabbi Yisrael Glili, that is both Rabbana and Rabbi Shimon, because Rabbi Yisrael Glili first said the opinion of Tanakama, then the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, then it's Rabbi Yisrael Glili's halacha, which is obviously that they don't agree to that, and that's why it's only saying in his name. So they obviously argue, and they hold Savar, that even so, even if it's underneath this load that it shouldn't have been loaded up with, that Zuckerglili, they argue, and they hold that, no, you still have to go ahead and help him unload the animal. Now, my timer, what would the reason be? Why do you have to go ahead and help him out? What do you mean? If it's because of the mitzvah of Aziv Tazav, that generally you have to help out someone to unload his animal, but we just had learned, as Rabbi Yisrael had said, that it's only tachas masoi, only if it's underneath a load, that's fit for him. And here it's not fit for him, so why do they hold, not like Rabbi Yisrael, that you do have to unload the animal? Isn't it obvious that lav mishum, the tzar bel chaim deraisa? As we had, Rava had said before, obviously it's because they hold that tzar bel chaim is minat Torah, so forget about the mitzvah of Azar Tazav. You're right, there's no obligation because he loaded up too much. It's not like the pasuk says of tachas masoi. But for a different reason, you have to go ahead and help him out. Because of the animal. Who cares about the owner? The animal's in pain. Tzar bel chaim deraisa. That's why they argue on him. So it's exactly like Rava had said, that they both would agree to learn out Prika from Te'ina, because Prika has Sabal Chaim Deraisu. Now the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya. Dilma, maybe you could say that Sabal Chaim is not Deraisu. So then the question then becomes, so why do the Rabban and the Reb Shimon argue and Rebbe like Lili, and they hold that you still have to unload the animal? What I mean, there's no Sabal Chaim as a biblical halacha. And there's also no reason of Azir Tazir, because it's an unbearable load that's not Tachas Masoi. That the Gemara says, the Batachas Masoi Pligi. Actually, this is what they argue in Resek Lili in his drasha of underneath the load. Reb Yosi Sabe, as we had explained, Darshina Tachas Masoi. We make that drasha, that exposition of underneath the load, which means Masoi Shiyach Lamed, but it means a load that you could withstand. And if it was too much, then you're not responsible to go ahead and help him out. Whereas Rabbanan Savri, both Reb Shimon and Rabbanan, that they argue, they hold Loi Darshin and Tachas Masai. You don't make such a drasha of underneath the load that it's fit for it. Because they learned that the word Masai means any load, whatever it is that it's carrying. And therefore, they argue on Rabbi Yisrael Glili, not because of Tzar Balachayim, but rather because there is in that case a mitzvah of Azev Tazev, because they hold any load, no matter how strong it is, how big it is, even if it's too much that I should have been carrying, that's still included in the words of Tachas Masai, and that's why they argue and say you're going to have to help him out. So now the Gemara says, Teda, so you should know now, like before the Gemara wanted to say Teda to prove that it's like Rava, that Tzar Bel Chaim is Deraisa, which the Gemara says, no, it's not a Raya on that, because you could say it's not because of Tzar Bel Chaim, rather it's because they argue on the drush of Tachas Masai. So the Gemara says, you know what? The answer that I just told you, that was, it's not necessarily like Rava, and it's not because of Tzar Bel Chaim, that really Tzar Bel Chaim is not Minat Torah, you should know that it is like the answer I just told you to push away Rava's Raya, that the Tzar Bel Chaim lav Deraisa, to the contrary, I could prove to you that it's not like Rava, and that Tzar Bel Chaim is not Minat Torah. The Tani Reisha, because we learned in the beginning of our Mishnah, said Halach v'yashavloi, says that if the owner of the animal that needs help unloading his animal, he goes and he sits on the side, v'amaloi, and he tells the person that's coming to help him, he has to do a mitzvah of unloading the animal, so he tells him, you know, Hayil v'alecha mitzvah lifreik, preik, you know, since you have a mitzvah to do this unloading the animal, you unload it, I'm going to sit on the side and take it easy. And that the Mishnah said patur. Then the person actually is exempt. He doesn't have to help him out. Shnemlek says in the pasuk, imay. Yes, I have a mitzvah of Asif Tazif to help out, but that's only Imai with him if he's helping out. If the owner sits on the side and takes it easy, then you're not responsible. On that, the Gemara says, V'isol k'daitach tzar balachayim deraisa. Now, if you would entertain, like Rava says, that tzar balachayim, the pain of an animal, to help alleviate that pain, is a deraisa de galocha, so then mali isi lamar bades, and what does it make a difference if the owner is there helping out? Umali kilesa lamar bade, and what's the difference if he's not helping out? You should still have to help unload the animal. What do you mean? There's no Aziv Tazif. It's only Imai. Yes, but forget about Aziv Tazif. Forget about the mitzvah of unloading the animal of Prika. There's a different mitzvah that we have to take in consideration of Tzar Balachayim, which is Deraisa. And from the fact that the Mishnah tells us you don't have to help in such a case, must be that Tzar Balachayim is not a halacha min atayra, that it's at most, let's say, a derabanan. That thing Moses says no. La'ilam Tzar Balachayim Deraisa. Truthfully, we could say that the pain of an animal is a Deraisa dig halacha. So then the question then becomes, so why are you exempt from unloading the animal if he's not helping, if there's a totally different mitzvah, forget about the owner, to help unload the animal? And that the Gemara says, Mi Savrit Pater, do you think when the Mishnah tells us that if he's not helping out, then you're exempt, Pater Legami, it meant you're totally exempt, that you don't have to unload the animal? That's not true. Of course you have to because of the Tzar Balachayim. V'dilma Pater Bechinam. Maybe what the Mishnah means to say, that although genuinely I have to do the mitzvah prika of unloading the animal for free, that's only when he's helping me, the owner, but when he's not helping me, although I have to do it now because of the tzar of the Baal Chayim, but I'm going to be exempt now from doing it for free because he's not helping me, v'chai b'schar, and then I'm going to have to do it, but I could charge him for it. This is what the Torah was saying. Ki isi lemari bahadei, when the owner is there helping you out to unload the animal, which is imai, as the pasuk says, then avid gabei bechinim, then you have to do it with him for free. However, when the owner is not there helping you out, then avid gabei, then yes, you have to help him out, but not because of the mitzvah that the Torah requires of you to do for free of prika, rather it's because of the tzar, but the pain of the balachan of the animal. However, but you could force him to do it b'schar, to pay you for it, because I didn't have a mitzvah to help you out, to help you out. I had to do it for my own private mitzvah, but for you, for monetary reasons, I could charge you. And truthfully, you could say that Tzar Bal Chaim is Minat Torah, and it's not a contradiction to Rava, because although that this Tzar Bal Chaim Deraisa, when it says you're exempt, it only meant you're exempt from doing it for free. You don't have to do any more for free, but rather you could charge him, because you don't have a mitzvah to help him out of Prika, you only have the mitzvah to help the animal, and therefore you could charge him when you're doing the mitzvah. So now the Gemara quotes a mnemonic, which the Gemara many times does that, because in the times of the Gemara, they had to memorize their learnings, so they made these simanim to remember the conversations in the Gemara. So simon, the mnemonic is, behemas, behemas, animal, animal, oyev, the one that is his friend, saini, his enemy, ravtsin, an animal that tends to lay down, which are different sugyas, different parts of the Gemara that is going to be discussed right now. So the Gemara continues to try to bring a raya to this question: if Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa, is it a mitzvah in the Torah or not? So the Gemara says, "Lemim sayele." Let's try to bring a support to Rava's statement that he said in the beginning of this amid that Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa, that it's a mitzvah in the Torah. We learned in the Braisa, behemas oivit kechavim, the animal of an idol worshipper, not a Jew, mitapaba, you have to involve yourself with it, which Rashi explains it means to help unload the load of that animal, ki behemas Yisrael, just like the animal of a Jewish person. Now, the Gemara says, iamit bishleim etzar balachayim deraisa, if you say that the pain of an animal is a mitzvah in atayra, like Rava said, so mishem hachi mitapaba ki behemas Yisrael, so therefore we would understand why even though that's an animal owned by a non-Jew, you would still have to help unload the animal because of the animal itself. Forget about the owner. But if you say that the pain of the animal is not a mitzvah and a Torah to consider, so why do you have to do the mitzvah of unloading the animal? If it's a non-Jew's animal, like the behemah of a Jew, what do you mean? Why do I have to do that? I don't have to go help him out because he's not a Yisrael. And regarding the animal, I don't have to because that's not a mitzvah and a Torah. So obviously that you see like Rava, that Tzar Bal Chaim is deraisa, and therefore you have to do it even though it's a non-Jew's animal. Nothing more says no. Hasa mishum eva, that why you have to help out and unload the non-Jew's animal is not because of Tzar Bal Chaim, and obviously it's not because of the mitzvah prika. It's a different halacha. It's a halacha what's called eva, because of enmity, because of the hatred that's going to get up. Because if let's say someone sees someone has a flat tire and chaverim comes and help, and then non-Jew comes and asking, and they don't help him out, or hatsala, or all these different things where they're helping out people, it's going to cause a hatred. Look, they don't care about us, they only care about their fellow Jews. And because of that, that's why we go ahead and we unload the non-Jew's animal, just like the Jew's animal, not because of any mitzvahs minat Torah, of Tzar Bal Chaim or Prika, but just because of Eva, because of the hatred that would come out if we wouldn't help them out, and that's why we unload it. And the Gemara says, Hachinam Mistab, it actually makes more sense to say that the reason of that halach is because of Eva, because of hatred, and not because of Tzar Bal Chaim, like we wanted to bring a riot to Rava. Because the Tani, because we learned over there at the end of that Braisa, said, Im Haisa Dehuna Yain Aser, if the animal of the non-Jew was carrying forbidden wine, which is that the non-Jew's wine is Yain Esach, then Ein Zakakla, that is, the wine of a non-Jew is considered forbidden, you don't have any pleasure from it, and the Chum made many harchakas, distances, not to come near it. So the halacha was that even if it's loaded up with this forbidden wine, you don't have to get involved and try to unload the animal when it's carrying those wines. Now, so if you say not like Rava, that the pain of an animal is not minat Torah, and the whole reason why we said you have to unload the non-Jew's animal is because of Eva, because of the hatred that would come out of that. So Mishum Hachi, that's why in the case of when it's loaded up with forbidden wine, that ain't Zakakla, that's why in such a case you don't have to help unload the animal, because you can get out of it and they won't hate you for it because you say, look, you know, I would love to help you, but I'm a Jew. And this is forbidden wine for us. It's called Yayin Esach. I can't help unload the animal for you. And they would understand because they know there are certain Jewish laws and there's a good excuse because they know their wine is forbidden to the Jews. But if you say, like we would want to say according to Rava, that the reason why you have to unload the non-Jew's animal is because of the animal itself, is a mitzvah of the pain of the balachim of the animal. Why do you say that then, if it's carrying forbidden wine, do you not have to unload the animal? At most, that halacha would be on, let's say, a derabbanan, of that yayin, of being yayin nesach, of not even unloading the animal, you're not drinking it, anything. But if there's a mitzvah in that Torah of Tzar Bala Chaim, that would definitely override that of unloading the animal. So therefore you see clearly that it's not like Rava, and because it says that in such a case that you don't have to unload it, but if it was Tzar Bala Chaim, you should l'chaira have to unload it. Another thing Gemara says, no, hachikama. This is what the Braisa was saying, that in truth, that it is like Rava, that Tzar Bala Chaim is Deiraisa. Now the Reisha that said, metapalba, that you have to involve yourself with the non-Jew's animal, although we had originally quoted from Rashi that it meant to have to unload the animal, the Gemara is saying now it's both regarding unloading and even to load up the animal. Now why is that? When it said by the non-Jew's animal that you have to unload it, that was because, as we had wanted to prove according to Rava, because of Tzar Bala Chaim. And you even have to load the animal of the non-Jew. That's because of Eva, because of hatred that's going to come out. However, this is what the Braisa concludes when it says, ulahati'ina yayin asim. Not to una, not if it's carrying wine, that you don't have to unload it. It was saying, but to load it up with forbidden wine, where there, you don't have either one of those reasons. There's not Tzar Bala Chaim, because it's on the ground, it's to load it up. And there's also no Eva. Why is there no Eva? Because it was said before, because you just tell him that, look, it's forbidden for us, we can't do this. That's why in Zakukla, that's why you don't have to involve yourself. It didn't mean to unload it, but it was saying in Zakukla to load it up. And truthfully, you could say that it is like Rava, and that there were two different halachas that you have to do with the non-Jew's animal, unloading and loading. One was for Tzar Bala Chaim, and one was for Eva, but to load up forbidden wine, you don't have either Tzar Bala Chaim or Eva, and that's what the Brais was saying, that then you don't have to involve yourself with that animal. So again, the Gemara continues trying to bring a raya if Tzar Bala Chaim is deraisa or not. So the Gemara says, Toshma, come in here from the following Braisa, not like Rava. The Tzar Bala Chaim is not Menat Tayr. The Braisa says, Behemas Eved Kechavim, the animal of an idol worshiper, of a non-Jew, Umasa Yisrael, but the load is a Jewish person's load. So you have the taxi, so to speak, you have the wagon, the animal is owned by a non-Jew, but the package that's being carried is a Jew's package. And that the Braisa says, it says in by way of a pasuk, by way of halacha, it quotes from the pasuk v'chadalta. In this case, you could leave it alone. Now, what this is a reference to is the pasuk in Shema Yisrael Chav Gimel Pasuk Hey, which this is the pasuk of the mitzvah of unloading the animal. It says kisir chamoy sanacha, when you see the donkey of your enemy, that's ravitz tachas masay, that it's laying under its load. So the pasuk says v'chadalta me'azoyv loy, that and you would refrain from helping unload him. Don't do that. Rather, azav tazavima, you should help him out. So this is similar like we had learned regarding the mitzvah of Hashavas Aveda of Leisucha L'Sam, that it says, and that you'll look away. You shouldn't, but you should rather help him out. But we said that sometimes you could look away, which is an elderly person, and it's not according to his honor. So here also it's a similar type of a drasha, that there are sometimes that v'chadalta, that you could refrain and not help out, which is in the case of when it's an animal owned by a non-Jew. So that's what the Braisa says. And now the Gemara says, V'i amr Tzar Bala Chaim deraisa. And if you say that the pain of an animal, to alleviate, to take away that pain, is a deraisa de halacha. Now, my v'chadalta, why does the Braisa say, yes, I understand that the animal is owned by a non-Jew, so there's no mitzvah of helping him out. But still, why does it say that you could refrain? Rather, azav tazav mibayli, it should say that in this case, you should have to unload the animal, not because of the mitzvah of unloading, which that's just by a Jew's animal, but because of the tzar, of the Bala Chaim. So obviously, you see, not like Rava, the Tzar Bala Chaim is not a deraisa, it's not in the equation, and since the only thing that's there is the mitzvah prika, that you don't have by the animal of a non-Jew. Nothing more says, no, you could even say like Rava. Lo'olam Tzar Bala Chaim deraisa, truthfully, you could say that the pain of an animal is a biblical halacha. Now, the reason why you're exempt, hasam over there, you're exempt from the animal if it's owned by a non-Jew, is talking about beti'ina, it's talking about loading up the animal, which the Gemara later on will ask. But the problem is that the word v'chadalta that we're quoting in the Braisa is a word that's mentioned by the mitzvah of unloading the animal, as we had just quoted the pasuk of Aziv Tazavimoy, and not by te'ina of loading up the animal. But for now, that's what the Gemara is saying, that the reason why you're exempt is because there is no Tzar Bala Chaim in that case when the animal is owned by a non-Jew and the load is owned by a Jew. Because we're actually talking about the mitzvah to load up the animal, that you have no mitzvah by the non-Jew. And again, there's no inyan of Tzar Bala Chaim. But that the Gemara asks, before they ask later that it doesn't even go well with the pasuk. But then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case that's talking about loading up the animal, same as Seifa, let's look at the end of that braisa, which is the reverse type of a case. Not the animal of a non-Jew and the load of a Jew, but rather Behemas Yisrael, the animal of a Jew, Umasa Yavi Kachavim, and the load is owned by a non-Jew. And that the braisa says, again quoting the pasuk by way of saying the halacha, Aziv Tazav, then you have to help unload it. Now, if it's talking about to loading up the animal, why is there a mitzvah to load up the animal? But it's the load of a non-Jew. So why would you have to load up the non-Jew's merchandise onto the animal? So that the Gemara says, Mishum Tzara d'Yisrael, because of the pain of the Jewish person that he has to wait around over here. It's his animal. He is transporting the non-Jew's merchandise, but he has to sit around. And since he's the owner of the animal, and he's going to be sitting around, so because of his pain, that's why you have to go ahead and unload it up. Oh, but then the Gemara asks, Ihachi, if that's the case, that even though the merchandise itself is not his, so it's not entirely his animal and his merchandise. Now, generally, when you learn the pasuk, it says, you know, you have the Jewish person, that his animal and his load is there. So you have to load up his merchandise on his animal. But now you're saying you don't need both to be the Jews, that even if the merchandise is not his, but at least the animals are his. So then you have to load it up. So now, fill a ratio nami, then even the case of the ratio, where you have the pain of the Jewish person because of his load that he has to carry up his load. In other words, his load is sitting here on this side. So forget who cares that the non-Jew's animal, and for that we're not concerned. But we don't need both of them to be the Jews, as we said, that as long as the animal is his. So here also, when at least the load is his, you should also have the mitzvah of Aziv Tazib. Why over there do we say that it's only going to be, and in this case we're talking about not unloading, but actually the Gemara is thinking now it means to load up the animal. You should have to load it up because it's the load of the Jew. And that the Gemara answers as follows. Reisha, the case of the Reisha, where it said that you're v'chadalta, you could refrain from helping out the animal, is b'chamer oivid k'chavim. We're talking about that the donkey driver is an idol worshiper. And, moreover, Rashi explains, that the Jewish person that owns the load is not there. And therefore, the only one that's responsible to load up the animal is the donkey driver, who is an idol worshiper, and him you don't have to help. Whereas the Seifa was Bechamer Yisrael, was talking about when the donkey driver is the Jewish person, where that animal is owned by the Jew, and the donkey driver is a Jew. Therefore, since we have to help him out, it says Azif Tazif. Now, that the Gemara asks, my paskas, from where did you see clearly to say this, the Gemara is asking, that when the animal is owned by the non-Jew, which was the case of the Reisha, then you say that the Chamer, the donkey driver, is an idol worshiper. But the Sefer, which was talking about that the animal is owned by a Jew, then the donkey driver is a Jew too. How do you know that? Maybe if it's owned by the non-Jew, it's still a donkey driver that's a Jew. And if it's owned by the Jew, maybe the donkey driver is not a Jew. How do you know that? To answer that case to say, oh, that's why you're putter, because the donkey driver is a non-Jew and you don't have to help him out. And the Sefer, when the animal is owned by the Jew, that the donkey driver is a Jew, and if you have to help out the donkey driver, who's Jewish? That the Gemara says, because Stama de Milsa, generally the way it is Inish Basar Chamri Azal, the owner himself of the animal, he goes behind his donkey to help lead it. And therefore, when it's owned by a Jew, so therefore the donkey driver is going to be Jewish. And when it's owned by a non-Jew, the donkey driver is going to be non-Jewish. And that's why the difference between the Reish and the Seifa is dependent on who's the owner of the animal to know if you have to help him out or not. Now, but one thing that we do see is that we could answer, according to Rava, that maybe Tzar Bal Chaim would be Dairaisa, because it's talking about Te'ina, and therefore, you're right. Even if it was owned by a non-Jew, if it was on the animal, of course you would have to help unload it. This that the Bryce is saying, that you, if it's owned by the non-Jew, you don't have to help out, it's talking about loading up the animal, not unloading. Now the Gemara comes to the question that we had mentioned before. The Gemara asks on this pshat, which was there to defend Rava from the Bryce, which says, by owned by a non-Jew the animal, you don't have to help out, but if it's unloading, what does that mean? Tzar Bal Chaim itself, you have to unload it. So we said, it's talking about loading up of Te'ina. But that the Gemara asks, read the words of the Braisa, v'chadalta, but the words that the Braisa uses of refraining, that you don't have to help out, v'aziv tazev, and when it says by the Sefer that you do have to help out, is b'prika hu d'chsivi. Those words are words from the Pasuk of unloading, not of loading. So how can you answer Rava by saying that it's not questionable on him, this Braisa, because it's talking about loading up and not unloading, but look at the words of the Braisa. It's obviously talking about the mitzvah of unloading. And still it says if it's the animal of the non-Jew, you don't have to help out. So obviously Tzar Bal Chaim is lav d'raisa, not like Rava. On that the Gemara says, Amalei, and others have the gears of Ella. Rather, you're right. From this Braisa, it is clear that Tzar Bal Chaim is not d'raisa, but it doesn't contradict Rava. Because Rava was going in Reb Shimon and the Tanakhama, Hamani, who is the Tana of this Braisa? That's Rabbi Yosef Glili. He's Rabbi Yosef Glili. Dama, that he says in our Mishnah that he said that if the animal has such a heavy load that it wouldn't be able to carry, that you don't have to help unload it. Now, why not? Still, Tzar Balechaim Deraisa. Obviously, because he holds Tzar Balechaim is Lav Deraisa. It's not biblical. And therefore, when it's so heavy and you don't have a mitzvah of prika of unloading, therefore the mitzvah of Tzar Balechaim doesn't either come into the equation, because that's not a biblical mitzvah. And that's why it's not questionable on Rav, and you can't prove him. They're not like him, because he was going, as we had earlier quoted on this Amid, in the opinion of Rav Shin Tanakama. But Rabbi Yosef Glili, yes, of course, that according to him, we know clearly that Tzar Balechaim is Lav Deraisa. So the Gemara continues trying to bring a proof, either way, according to the other opinions, if Tzar Balechaim is Deraisa or not. So the Gemara says, Toshima, come in here, again, not like Rav, that's not Deraisa, because we learned in the Braisa as follows. Oyhev Lifrik, if let's say there's two people, someone's walking on the road, he sees his friend that his animal is weighed under its load, and he has to help him out to unload it. And then he sees over there also, Besaina, his enemy, Litain, to help load up the animal. That the Braisa tells us, Mitzvah Besaina, actually there's a positive commandment to first go, help out his enemy to load up the animal. Now why is that? K'nei lochuf es yitzray, to control, to subdue, to fight his Yetzirah's evil incarnation. That is, his enemy doesn't want anything to do with him. That we say, you go to your enemy first, to take over the Yetzirah that's inside of you, to subdue it and go help him out anyway. Now that the Gemara says, and if you would entertain like Rava, to say that the pain of the animal is a biblical halacha, then how can you go first to help out your enemy? Yes, there's a very important musr and midas to help out your enemy and to vanquish that hatred that you have inside of him, inside of yourself. But here, his load is on the floor. His animal's not in pain. Your friend, his animal's in pain. Now that's a mitzvah deraisa. So that should outweigh just to do something of musr and midas. And therefore, obviously, you would see not like Rav, but obviously, there's no element of Tzar Balechaim. There's just two mitzvahs of pre-ken te'ina. Therefore, first do te'ina because of being kaif es yitzray to go ahead and overpower your yitzahara of your enemy. But if there was also a mitzvah deraisa of Tzar Balechaim, we wouldn't say to do that. Then the Gemara says, no, afilo hachi. Even if you say like Rava, it's not a contradiction. Even if you say Tzar Balechaim is deraisa, k'dei lochev es yitzri adav. See how important it is to overpower one's evil inclination, even in the face of a mitzvah deraisa of Tzar Balechaim, still you would say to go ahead and help out and load up the animal of your enemy. And it doesn't contradict Rava. The Gemara says, Toshima, so come here, let's try to bring a different proof. Again, not like Rava, that Tzar Balechaim is not deraisa. The Braisa says like this, regarding the enemy that we spoke about, now it doesn't say which one they spoke about. It says Rashi explains the Gemara assumes right now that when it says this enemy that we spoke about, it means the enemy of the pasuk. Which that, where does it mention an enemy in the pasuk? It mentions regarding unloading the animal, as the pasuk says, if you're going to see the donkey of your enemy that's roivitz, that's laying under the load, and it goes on to say that you should help him out to help unload. So on that, the Braisa says, so regarding the enemy that we said, was Sayni Yisrael. It was your enemy that's a Jewish person. But we did not refer to the enemy that's an idol worshiper. That we never said that you have to go ahead and help him out. Now on that, the question is, if you hold like Rabba, that the pain of an animal is a biblical halacha. So then, Mali Sayni Yisrael, Lumali Sayni Avikachavim. Why does it make a difference to me if this enemy of yours that has the animal weighed down with the load is a Jewish person or not a Jewish person, that should still be responsible to help unload him because of the element of Tzar Balechaim Deraisa. Obviously, that we only said you have to help unload your enemies if it's only by a Jew, because when it's by a non-Jew, there's no mitzvah prika, and Tzar Balechaim is not an integral ingredient because that's not my Deraisa. Obviously, not like Rabba. That the Gemara answers, well, no. Misavrit asayni de krokoi. Do you think that Braisa, when it says, when we spoke about the enemy, we meant the enemy that's a Jewish person, not the non-Jewish person, that was going on the pasuk? No, it was asayni de masnitin koi. It was going back on the previous Braisa that we had just spoken, that Braisa was explaining regarding that enemy that we said, that when you have two people, you have your friend to unload his animal, and you have your enemy to load up the animal, that we said, even though we have, let's say, even Tzar Balechaim over here, we're still going to be chayf es yitzrayin. We're going to have to go ahead and vanquish our and subdue our evil incarnation and to go ahead and help out to do te'ina first for the enemy. And that is what that Braisa says. Which enemy is that a reference to? That's an enemy that of loading up the animal. which was the enemy that is a Jewish person, then only when the Jewish person we say to do to vanquish your hatred. But we never said that regarding a non-Jewish person that you can't have that hatred. It's a hatred for another Jew that we don't want you to have. Therefore, we said first load up the animal. Yes, that will apply to the animal of a Jew. The animal of a non-Jew, there's no need to load up his animal. But you're right, regarding the pasuk of Seinacha, that would obviously also, according to Rava, be a reference to even the enemy that's a non-Jewish person, not because of the mitzvah of necessarily of Azav Tazava helping him out of unloading it, but just because of the element of Tzar Balechaim Deraisa to help unload the animal, whether or not it's owned by a Jew or not.